It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Dr. Douglas Howard will join us for a wellness thought later in the hour. But before then, it's all about whether or not this mayor should run for president. We'll hear from his former opponent, Nicole Malliotakis. The Alliance Defending Freedom will talk about some freedoms he attacked. And we start with one of the best supporters of his future opponent.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I call him Con Don. Every New Yorker knows he's a con artist. We know his tricks. We know his playbook. I know how to take him on. I've been watching him for decades. He's trying to convince working Americans he's on their side. It's been a lie from day one.
Can't run the city, can't run the country. You know what's interesting about this, and it really is rather remarkably humorous that Mayor de Blasio believes that he's even qualified to run for president, just considering the general decay of his current assignment. But the fact that 74% of New Yorkers think he should not run, what message does he take to the rest of the country? A $15 mandatory minimum wage? How about what he's done to the school system? Just destroyed it. How about all the civil liberties he's attacked on groups like churches that wanted to meet in New York City public schools or crisis pregnancy centers or any number of other things? What does this man have that qualifies him to think that he can do anything else than what he's doing now, which is basically biding time? Let's turn to the former favorite anchor of the Five, also contributor at on Outnumbered on the Fox News Channel. She's a former prosecutor, former first lady of the city of San Francisco, and someone who has an intimate understanding of how the Trump organization works because she's seen it up close and personal for quite a while. Kimberly Guilfoyle is back with us. Kimberly, it was great to see you at the Lincoln Day dinner the other night. We'll talk about that in a second. But I want to get your reaction as both a New Yorker and as someone who has seen the mayor's job, at least in another big city. And give us your analysis of what it means that Mayor Bill de Blasio, first of all, refuses to step down, but now wants to ask for more responsibility when he has the track record that he has here.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote on Twitter, last night, this guy thinks he deserves, a participation trophy just because he participated in being mayor of New York. So now he gets to run for president of the United States. I mean, it's literally delusional to think, what has this guy accomplished? And you did a nice little run through there in terms of the things that this guy's done and hasn't done for the city. I mean, I know what it takes, to run a city. I served as first lady of San Francisco and had it in pretty good shape when I was there. And now look at the disrepair that it's fallen into. Sanctuary city, streets are filthy, homeless encampments, just people just really like suffering. And of course, the city standing by and doing nothing because they think that they're actually benefiting people with these liberal policies, and they're not. If you look across the country, the cities that are struggling economically, okay, and financially, and the neighborhoods and crime ridden are those that are run by liberals and by Democrats. I mean, take Chicago, for example, or you look what's happening in Detroit. These places that are really, really struggling because they're not putting forward any actual principles and ideas and infrastructure to help save people's lives, advance them, move them forward so they can provide for their families, provide safe and clean streets for children to go to school and people to walk around neighborhoods. They don't get it. And you really see the difference now. A lot of people are talking about it, in the news and on the internet, yeah, and social media. Even had Rudy Giuliani chiming in about it, too. And, It's almost laughable to think that de Blasio believes that he's qualified to run for president and that he could do a good job. He's an absentee mayor. He walks around the city every once in a while like Big Bird. He pops his head up, and then he thinks like he should get, you know, praise and a reward. Being president of the United States is hard work. And let me tell you something. As you mentioned, I know Trump failed very well. I'm the president for 13 years. The guy is tireless. He works nonstop. Okay, and that's what it takes, not somebody that's going to put forth some half, you know, way effort to try to destroy the country and do the country what he did to New York City. You know, I mean, and that's just the fact of the matter. I mean, just walk around the streets in New York.
Well, what's interesting,
and he doesn't support law enforcement either.
What's interesting is how you started out with the comparison of the decline of San Francisco, as you witnessed. But if people pay half a blip of attention, New York City is running as fast as it can to become the next San Francisco in the exact same fashion. I mean, it's really a deplorable record over the last number of years.
It really is. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, honestly, New York is in a race to the finish, to the bottom, where San Francisco is right now. And that's sad because I'm worried about New York. I live here. You know, I call it my home. My son goes to school here. And, you know, I see a mayor that no one wants. You know, he doesn't have the respect of law enforcement. New Yorkers don't want him, 74%. So how is this a platform to run? So he's joining the rest of the Star Wars bar scene. And what, 23 now running? I mean, I guess he can play like Jar Jar Binks or something. I don't know. That's a bad name. And, you know, and he thinks he's going to go into the Oval Office. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Kimberly, it's utterly fantastical cosmic weirdness, and it's too out of the ability to conceive to think that he could win. But
he's anti-law enforcement, he's anti-business. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know, he was over there making a complete fool of himself at Trump Tower the other day, and it was hilarious because he just got trolled heavily by all the Trump supporters going up and down the
elevator. Yeah, with the I saw that. Yeah, no, that was it was great. Well, and the thing is, like, Saturday Night Live should have made that their opening sketch and run with it. I mean, it was too good. Let me ask you about this. We were both at the Lincoln Day dinner this week. You and Don Jr. were honored, and you gave a really powerful combined kind of presentation speech, if you will. But one of the things that was the theme of the night was that the Republican Party is alive and well in Manhattan. The leadership of Chairwoman Katsimatidis is really starting to show. What were your thoughts as you walked away from that evening saying, is this the same New York that, you know, has had a more or less dead Republican Party for the last few years?
Yeah, you know, it was like, field of dreams, build it, they will come. And you know, people are just really embracing, you know, the policies that lift everyone up of the Republican Party. We're seeing it here in New York. They said that was like the biggest turnout they've had in what, 10 years, something like that. And I really credit the Katsimatidis family and AJ, who's a good, you know, friend of mine. She's really been a powerful, relentless, patriotic, American dream voice for people. She works very hard. She really is a true believer. And under her stewardship and her leadership, I really think you've seen an impactful difference. She takes all these races seriously. She's great at fundraising. You saw the turnout and her speech was incredible that night. Yeah. And, you know, she's really, it's like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because her father's fantastic and loves this city too. John, and of course, her mom, Margo. I mean, it was just a powerful evening, and to be able to see everybody there, I mean, the celebrating and happy and enthusiastic. You know, we take nothing for granted, right? We take nothing
especially
for granted.
In this city.
We want to earn every vote.
That's
and we
right.
Want to bring, exactly. We want to bring everybody into the tent.
Yeah.
That's the deal, you know,
well,
and we want to recruit people over.
Let's back out the lens a little bit to 2020 at large. You've got 23 or 24 now declared candidates on the other side. And Joe Biden, of course, is now surging supposedly in the polls. He's got a double digit lead on almost everybody, including Bernie. I really do think that he peters out before the primary really gets going. I think Bernie and Kamala are probably the ticket. But when you compare, the president's rallies and the turnout he has to anything that the rest of them have, Kimberly, I'm seeing greater enthusiasm in the 2020 cycle than I did in the 2016. Am I seeing things?
You are so right about this. And, you know, when I've traveled the country prior, I was vice chairman of America First, the president's super PAC, and went around the country with the vice president talking about the Jobs Act and the tax cuts that are impacting hardworking Americans that the Democrats have taken for granted over and over again, including the female vote, including minorities and Hispanics like myself. And the enthusiasm at the rally in Wisconsin with the president, it's infectious. It is overwhelming. There's people, there's thousands lined up outside that can't get in, which almost breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I hate to see that because I want everyone to be able to get in and hear him. It's so powerful. But I'll tell you what, and I covered the 2016 election and went to the debates and the convention and all of the above. So it's great to see it have a front row seat for American political history, but I'll tell you, it is massive momentum for the president. Because before we're talking about promises, things he wanted to achieve that he was going to get done, now he's actually done it. The results are in. And despite the Democrats and the liberals and the mainstream media trying to tear this guy down and his family every single day, he has proven to be a warrior on behalf of the hardworking men and women. And that's what they want. That's what they deserve. They see record low unemployment with African Americans, Asian Americans, women, Latinos, the youth of America who actually have a job when they graduate. I mean, it's incredible. And look at the GDP. I mean, all of the numbers are phenomenal. 5 million jobs created. He's promised 5 million more if, you know, reelected. With infrastructure, regulations, he's cut 22 regulations for every new one that has been enacted. I mean, this is a guy who gets it. He has signed the front of a paycheck, not just the back like predecessors Barack Obama.
Well, in fact, he gives that paycheck away to areas of government that need it, and he's done that every year that he's been in office so far. Kimberly Guilfoyle, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for taking some time out today.
Awesome. You're the best, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Coming back, when we are continuing, the Alliance Defending Freedom is defending freedoms of even New Yorkers who have been under attack by the man that just said he wants to be president. We will talk with ADF next. Also, Nicole Malliotakis, who faced Governor Mayor de Blasio in that last race, she weighs in with thoughts today, too. It's all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have delays close to an hour now at the outbound Holland Tunnel. Citybound side, about a 20-minute jam. 30 minutes inbound at the Lincoln. Closer to 40 minutes at the outbound Lincoln Tunnel. It's rough at the GW Bridge as well. Inbound upper level, at least a 30-minute delay. Slightly better downstairs, but both levels will be slow across the span and onto the eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway, which stays heavy all the way out to the Bronx River Parkway. Westbound slow from the Bruckner to the GW Bridge. Deegan northbound slows Triborough to the Cross Bronx. Southbound slows Van Cortlandt Park down into the Cross Bronx Expressway. Westside Highway northbound, we're slow from the 50s up to the Triborough Bridge. Southbound slows from the 90s down into the 30s. FDR northbound slows Williamsburg Bridge right up to the George Washington Bridge. In Queens, eastbound LIE slows from the BQE right out into the Cross Island Parkway. Grand Central delays eastbound off the Triborough to the BQE. More delays from the Whitestone Expressway right out towards the Cross Island Parkway. Whitestone Bridge is slow right in both directions. Bronxbound Frog's Neck slow. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that you'll get a question answered from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, the legendary law firm that knows how to help you plan for your estate care and elder law better than anyone else in the tri-state. This week's question for Mike is from a man named Chase and says, I recently read online in an article advising folks to be aware of an estate planning scam called trust mills. Can you elaborate on this, Mike Connors?
Yes, and it's kind of difficult to explain, but in other words, there's certain companies, they put out a book. You know, they put out kind of like a black book and you put things in there, and they say, here's your trust. But nobody really puts it together. There's contradictory language. They're just selling you a book without really explaining it. There's contradictory language all over. Paragraph 17 is in contradiction of paragraph 27. And believe me, nobody can figure it out because they're done by people who really don't understand a trust. They're just selling a product, which is a black book, and your life has to fit in the black book, and it doesn't work.
So what should people do if they end up finding themselves in the midst of this?
Well, if you want to go see us at Connors & Sullivan or another law firm, that's the thing to do.
Yeah. And get people that are actually honest and on your side and willing to tell you the truth about what's going on. And don't fall. Usually the old saying is true, Mike. If something smells, looks, or seems to be too good to be true, it probably is. So we want to make sure that people have the right information. And friends, I have no doubt that you will find that when you contact Connors and Sullivan. And the reason I know that is because I can say they've helped us. They've helped the McCullough family. They've helped Mr. Piscopo and others here at the radio station. 718-238-6500 is their office line, 718-238-6500. You can also send questions. Mike will answer them here and on his broadcast. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. And listen to Mike Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's my privilege to be in a partnership with the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your faith every single day. And that's why you're going to start hearing these Freedom Minutes here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's Bob Trent.
The Washington state government is forcing churches to pay for abortion in their health care plans or face fines and criminal penalties, including jail time. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. Pastor Jay and Sandy of Cedar Park Church in Washington are dedicated to protecting the lives of the unborn, serving women, aiding pregnancy centers, and fostering a life-affirming community. But now the state of Washington is determined to keep Cedar Park from living out its pro-life mission by forcing the church to pay for abortion in its health care plan under threats of fines and even jail time. But thanks to your support, Alliance Defending Freedom is suing the government and asking Washington to allow it and other organizations to live out their pro-life mission. We can't sit by and watch as the government takes away our freedoms. When we stand together, we can win. Would you help us protect your freedoms? Visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website, freedomfund.org. Yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm a New Yorker. I've known Trump's a bully for a long time. This is not news to me or anyone else here, and I know how to take him on.
You do? Because it seems like Mayor de Blasio, candidate de Blasio, it seems like you're kind of a bully and have been kind of a bully. And you use the power of the mayor's office to level bullying actions against the rights of people, like trying to keep crisis pregnancy centers out of New York City, by trying to force churches that were dependent upon New York City public school properties to meet on the weekends when classes aren't going on, not allowing them to meet, your desire to put an end to that. Friends, there's all kinds of ways in which I don't understand why he thinks he's standing up to a bully. I think that the mayor is a bully. And there's a case that the Alliance Defending Freedom has been involved in. We've talked about it briefly in the past, in which the city council is trying to bully people about what they even think about themselves. And here to go into greater detail is Roger Brooks, who's a senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom, and he is a part of the Center for Conscience Initiatives. But Roger, thanks, first of all, for coming to Kevin McCullough Radio. It is in this arena of doctors and patients and you know what a doctor is allowed to say to a patient and so forth, that this case that you're going to tell us about presents, that a lot of people would say prevents patient choice. Talk to us about the situation with Dr. Dovid Schwartz and what's going on in his psychotherapy practice here in New York City.
Well, Dr. Schwartz has been practicing. He's got a general psychotherapeutic practice in New York and has had for decades. Very largely within the Orthodox Jewish community of which he is a member. And he deals with all sorts of problems that people bring to him, just kind of the host of ills of mankind. But one of those is he sees some clients, some patients who feel same-sex attractions, and that's not who they want to be. That's not how they want to define their lives. They want to enter into a marriage and raise a family, a natural family of their own. And this new New York City ordinance threatens him with fines up to $10,000 if he gives them the counsel that they want, even though that's, we believe, very much his free speech right, their free speech right to hear what they want to hear, and perhaps even more fundamentally, their right to pursue the life that their religion teaches is right.
Well, let me ask you this, Roger. Why does New York have any stake in what a private psychotherapist does or does not say to his own patients?
Well, I'm perhaps not the right one to ask that question. This is really a very politically correct and politically motivated law that's just specifically targeting a viewpoint that the City Council of New York, the government of New York City, disagrees with, disapproves of. But the First Amendment is all about protecting our rights, regardless of whether the government agrees with us.
Yeah. What is the law? What's the precedent for the law as it relates to, legitimate? Because we hear a lot about conversion therapy, and we kind of have these pejoratives portrayed on the media in terms of people that do counseling that helps people, deal with feelings that they don't want. But it seems like, as a licensed psychotherapist with decades-old practice, that they're going after someone who really kind of understands his craft quite well and evidently doesn't have a tarnish on his record. So what do we know about what the law does to say that he's allowed to practice the best medicine that he can?
Well, there's been movies, there's been activists portraying something they want to call conversion therapy, supposedly including various extreme practices, and whatever somebody may do somewhere, and frankly there's nothing in the record showing that anybody is engaging in extreme practices in New York City, but Dr. Schwartz himself is simply engaging in what you would consider standard psychotherapy. That is,
right,
patients come to him because they want to, they tell him what they want to tell him, he asks questions, he's a sympathetic ear, he helps them understand themselves, he may make some suggestions for understanding themselves and their relationships. That's what it is. It's two people sitting in a private room in comfortable chairs talking, and that's the sum total of what his practice is. People value that. They come back because they think he's helping. And the notion that the law can restrict, can censor, frankly, that conversation, we think is just not going to hold up.
Well, where does the case currently stand? First of all, how did it get filed, and where does it stand currently?
Well, we filed this case on behalf of Dr. Schwartz, as I recall, right at the end of last year. We have an argument coming up. The first courtroom argument in this case is on June 19th, a motion for preliminary injunction to prevent the city from enforcing this law to censor Dr. Schwartz's conversations with his patients while the litigation goes onward. And we hope that in due course, well, we certainly hope the court will grant that preliminary injunction, and we hope in the longer run that the court will strike down this law as unconstitutional.
Right. Well, so why did you guys file the initial case? Had he been warned that someone was filing a complaint along these lines? I mean, I'm just curious how just an average psychotherapist ends up on the radar screen of the New York City Council.
Well, this is what's called a pre-enforcement challenge. They have not specifically threatened him, but the city Department of Consumer Affairs is out actively soliciting, encouraging anonymous informants. To complain about anybody they suspect of violating this law. Well, that's a situation that just chills the practice.
Sure.
A doctor like Dr. Schwartz and puts him at peril or causes him to self-censor. And there's extensive precedent that says if that's the situation you're in, you can go into court even before the police knock on your door and challenge the law. And that's what we're doing here on his behalf.
Yeah. Well, and I'm trusting that they will, in fact, find it unconstitutional. I'm assuming that there are other precedent cases that you're using to make that argument. What have some of the cases in the past said under these circumstances?
Well, this particular law, New York City, for better or worse, has the proud distinction of being the first government in the nation to try to censor these types of conversations.
All right. So this will set precedent.
Adults. There have been earlier cases in which various jurisdictions have tried to limit counseling, to censor counseling of minors. But last year's decision by the Supreme Court in the NIFLA case, we think, just says important things about The continued First Amendment protection of the speech of doctors and psychiatrists.
And that's the argument you're going to make. Roger Brooks doing a great job. Friends, we need to support the Alliance Defending Freedom because they make these services available at no charge. And your contribution counts. Yourfreedomfund.org or 800-569-1559. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
We have sunshine and 71 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Governor Cuomo is unveiling the final design for the new entrance to Penn Station. James Flippin has more.
The corner of 7th Avenue and 33rd Street is where the new entrance to Penn Station will be set up, allowing commuters access to both the LIRR concourse and the subway. Construction begins next month, set to be completed in 2020. Included in the overall project is the creation of Moynihan Train Hall, within Farley Post Office across the street from Penn.
It'll have a view of the tracks and the platforms below. It's going to be a world-class train facility.
There will be more points of entry and exit when it's all completed.
Which is important for commuters on their way. It's also important from a security point of view.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
President Trump is on his way to Manhattan. He'll be here shortly. Scott Pringle has more.
Drivers during late afternoon rush may be in for some gridlock. President Trump scheduled to arrive at JFK at 5:40. Then he'll be at Wall Street around 6 p.m. The president then heads to a private fundraiser and a roundtable with his supporters at a site not being released. And then Trump will stop at his building, Trump Tower, on 5th Avenue. He's scheduled to arrive there around 8 p.m. The NYPD shelling out overtime for his protection. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Mets made a comeback, but they fall to the Nationals 7-6 in Washington this afternoon. PGA Championship at Bethpage Black, defending champion Brooks Koepka is the leader at 7 under par. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson River, an hour outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Looks like about 20 to 30 on the city-bound side. Lincoln Tunnel is going to offer you no relief, at least 30 on both sides of the river. Inbound GW Bridge, 30 minutes upstairs and only slightly better downstairs. Partly cloudy tonight, low 55. Clouds tomorrow, chance of afternoon showers, high of 77. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, and use discount code THEANSWER.
I'm Sarah Wallace, General Manager at Magnolia Bakery.
Every cake has the backstory of who you're giving this cake to. It's happy birthday, Jessica, or happy sweet 16, Amy, and wanting Amy to have the best sweet 16 that she could ever have. I'm working for a sweeter world, one treat at a time.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4. An AM 970, The Answer. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, I got elected mayor by 73% of the vote originally, reelected with 67% of the vote. I think you'd agree that the poll that actually matters is the election. So New Yorkers have twice said that they want me to lead them. So in the course of this campaign, we're going to talk about what working people need.
Oh, is he serious? Does he realize that the percentage of people that actually voted for him was one of the smallest in recorded New York history? I mean, 67, that is not 67% of New Yorkers, 67% of the people that participated on election day, mayor. Huge difference. Man, this guy actually believes his own press. That's part of the problem. My next guest knows this better than anyone. She had to face him in his last election. And did quite well. Was proud of her effort and proud of the fact that she worked the city as well as anybody that has run in recent years. Her name is Nicole Malliotakis, and she is the assembly member from Staten Island, and she's now a congressional candidate for the seat previously held by Dan Donovan, and she rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Nicole, yours was one of the first people I wanted to pick the brain of today, knowing what you know about this mayor and how he operated in his campaigns and his kind of bigger head than can get through most doorways kind of image of himself. What's your reaction to the mayor's big announcement today?
Well, my reaction is like a lot of the reaction that's going on Twitter right now, which is, if you can't run a city, how can you run a nation? And, you know, to be honest, I'll invite any of the delegates from Iowa or South Carolina or New Hampshire to come here and take a tour of what exactly is happening in the city. We've seen the quality of life deteriorate, whether, you know, you ride the subway, whether it's the homeless crisis that has just increased despite pumping tremendous amount of money in. Whether it be the renewal schools program, in which you pump nearly $1 billion in total disaster, the Thrive NYC, where they can't even say where the money went, NYCHA, when you look at the 400,000 New Yorkers who live in slum-like conditions, you know, these are all issues that I think the rest of the country needs to be made aware about. And certainly, you know, this is not somebody who should be leading our country. But more importantly, I would say, is the direction he wants to take the nation. It's one thing to be a terrible manager. He doesn't even have his heart in the right place when you look at his attempts to try to push our country more towards a socialist agenda. Certainly something that I don't accept. I don't believe the majority of Americans want. And I think the president had it pretty well said in his tweet when he said, if crime and taxes are your thing, then De Blasio is your guy.
That's true. I was just thinking of all the things, Nicole, that he might want to export to the national level. And so I think that the American people might embrace him. You know, mandatory minimum wage of $15 an hour, public urination and defecation, manipulation of crime statistics so that you make yourself look better than anything that you actually did. Absent on the job on any discussion of public transportation. You know, being a complete imbecile when it comes to trying to work out a solution with Governor Cuomo on the MTA and other things. Like, if you're really wanting incompetence, corruption, and something that looks really opposite than most of America, then Bill de Blasio is your guy.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, look, this election is critically important, right? Because we are deciding the future of our country, and it's drastic. It's a drastic difference. I mean, we're talking about preserving the American dream, preserving, you know, the land of opportunity, where anyone can come from anywhere with nothing, like my parents did, and achieve a comfortable lifestyle, start a small business, own a home. That's the American dream. Or we can move towards socialism, where we have guaranteed jobs, where we all work for the government for low wages and stand in line for rations, rice and beans. I mean, that is the drastic difference that we're talking about here. Look, I'm running for Congress because I am very opposed to what Bill de Blasio and what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others are trying to do to our nation.
Right.
I think we do need to fight to preserve the American dream. And the 2020 election is what it's all about.
No, it totally is. And I'm thinking about the potential of sending people like you in your district and Shel Farley and hers to go down there and to give the president those votes that he needs on those important infrastructure bills, get some of that money coming back to New York State, get help as best he can, get accountability into the NYCHA program and other things. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that the president needs.
Yeah.
A strong delegation from New York to help him with. And we're not going to help him unless we send the right people.
we can certainly have a better platform to fight on the federal level if I'm elected to Congress in 2020. And that's why I'm running. I think it's really important to have one voice that's going to push back on de Blasio and the rest of the crew here in New York City. We see what one party rule does in our city. We're seeing what it's doing to our state. Taking a sharp left turn, very, very liberal policies, trying to compete with California for the most unhinged state. So we want to stop that, and I think this is the way to do it, and I hope your listeners will support me and go to my website, NicoleForNY.com.
Yeah, NicoleForNY.com. Friends, if you want to have different outcomes, you got to make different decisions, and you got to elect different leaders, and Nicole is ready to go fight for you. Go do it, NicoleForNY.com. Nicole Malliotakis, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for being here. The Stand With Israel Tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. A special price, limited time offer right now from MyPillow and my friend Mike Lindell. In fact, get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. He called into my show just to announce it. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-506-2641 and using the promo code KMC. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow has changed my life. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It helps keep me supported. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you have that rundown feeling or you just don't have energy like you'd like, it may be because you just don't have the nutrition in your system that you need. See, when you eat fruits and vegetables, there is actual energy that has been stored via solar technology into the chemicals in those plants. And when you digest them, you release that energy into your system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins made with synthetics. They are natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, 100% whole food plants, fruits and veggies, seeds, stems, skin. It's all in there. Each capsule has 10 servings of the fruits and veggies. So once you start taking Balance of Nature, guess what? You feel better. You have more energy. Your skin looks better. It's time to improve the quality of your life, so do it now. And now, through Memorial Day weekend, you're going to get a $20 discount and receive free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. All you have to do is use the discount code, The Answer. Again, this special radio offer will be only available until May 27th. So call now, 1-800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code, The Answer. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it all, oh, oh, always on my road.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Always glad to be telling you about the good news of Balance of Nature, because it has transformed my life in such a dramatic way. But even more honored to have Dr. Douglas Howard, the founder of Balance of Nature, being able to join us, because we get to tap into both sides of his brain, the medical side of him as a medical doctor that understands the interaction of medicines with the body and how the body works, but also the nutritional side of Dr. Douglas Howard, who also understands how the chemistry of real life whole food works, and then putting it together with the health triad and a health coach. And you've got just a powerful, powerful combination at Balance of Nature all the time. It's one of the reasons why I love telling you about them. But Dr. Howard, we've been working our way through a cute little list I saw a couple of months ago. That was labeled very simply 20 nutrition facts that should be common sense but aren't. And we've talked about things like trans fats and what meat does in the colon and how healthy eggs are. And last week we talked about sugary drinks and diet drinks and what all that does. This week, the low-fat diet that has been promoted by so many across the board seems to have, in a number of studies, been rather ineffective in both weight loss and disease prevention. So does low fat mean healthy, Dr. Douglas Howard?
No, it doesn't. I mean, now let me verify that with another thing. It doesn't mean that it can't be healthy either. But just going low fat does not mean healthy. Does that make sense?
Yep. Well, and explain why the food manufacturers have been able to get away with telling you low fat is healthy, but it hasn't necessarily worked out.
There are certain fats that we should avoid more of. I mean, fats can be unhealthy, but just because something says low fat doesn't mean it is healthy. And there's several reasons for this. But, you know, one of the biggies is this, that when they started taking out the fat, they started losing flavor. Real fats have flavor. It's actually one of the senses that your tongue actually tastes, you know, that you have salty and sweet and bitter and sour. And actually, fats is the another taste bud that we actually have that people right. don't realize we have. And that's why some people are just drawn to that taste as much as other people are sugar. So that being said, we have to have some fats. We have to have some fats. What I really keyed up on this and started studying it out was when I went to Russia, and we stayed with a lady who was eating like a quarter of a cup of oil every day. And she was super thin, very thin woman, pretty healthy, but she was consuming a quarter cup of oil every day. And come to find out that, you know, that a lot of people there had done this, but it depends on what the oil is. Olive oil, for example, is very healthy. Motor oil, I wouldn't suggest drinking. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but there's everything in between, and everything has a place. And there's fads, constant fads. Is coconut oil, you know, the best oil in the world? Well, coconut oil has its values, but it's not the best oil in the world. It goes to a solid state at room temperature, and, you know, it melts quickly in your hand, and that's good, because if you consume it, it's at least that temperature, you know, it's staying that way. But anything that goes to a solid faster is not as good for you. Hmm. Olive oil and the virgin olive oils are the very best. So anyways, another thing is when you think about this, how many overweight people do you see? And this fits with what we talked about last week. How many overweight people do you see that are on a low-fat diet and low sugar, or they're having artificial sweeteners in their food? Because they're really having artificial fats in their food, so to speak.
Hmm.
Because manufacturers then put other chemicals and other things to compensate for that fat. But now they can say that it's a low-fat food, but it's a high-processed food. And that now becomes a problem, because now you're just eating man-made chemical crap, and that's not healthy.
And the body doesn't really have the capacity to deal with it.
No, you don't have the capacity to deal with it, and also it causes your body to crave more real food, which then causes cravings and causes you to eat more. So it actually can cause higher, being on a low-fat diet can cause weight gain because it causes people to binge.
Right.
And, you know, you're going to find some people that say, I'll go on a bacon diet and eat more fat and eat less carbs and higher fat, less carbs, less sugars. And there's all kinds of fad diets out there. But reality is this: balance your diet, have good fats. You need to have fats in your diet, from nuts, from olive oil, from healthy oils, even grapeseed oil. And some of those are very good. I recommend olive oil almost always and consistently. If people want butter, for example, in their diet, and they just won't stop eating it, take butter, mix it half with olive oil, blend it up, and you've got a great spread. Just use it lightly, but you'll still get the flavor of the butter, and you get the benefit of the olive oil, and you can put it in the fridge so it doesn't go bad as fast, and then it'll stay soft, and you can still spread it.
Yeah.
And there's just some small things like that that if you do, it is absolutely healthier for you.
Well,
and also, don't be fooled by the low-fat label. That's the biggest key, right?
Right. Just because something says low-fat doesn't mean it's healthy, and that is really important. And friends, it all comes back to this. It's kind of the quality of what you're putting in your body. It's one of the reasons why I use Balance of Nature. It's nothing but whole plant fruits and vegetables, and it'll make your life better, too. Dr. Howard, thanks for being here.
Attention career seekers. New York's 19th annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair is coming up Wednesday, May 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Watson Hotel Midtown, 440 West 57th Street in Manhattan. CityCareerFair.com invites you to interview with New York's top employers looking to fill hundreds of positions. Employment opportunities include finance, sales, management, healthcare, engineering, and more. AM 970 The Answer will be there as well. Come to the Career Fair this Wednesday, May 22nd at the Watson Hotel Midtown, 57th Street. For more information, visit CityCareerFair.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Corey M. Stern. He represents individuals who have catastrophically been injured, with an emphasis on children that have suffered brain damage from lead poisoning. What is your experience with lead poisoning?
My most vast experience is in Flint, Michigan, where we represent about 3,000 children who were all lead poisoned by consuming the water in Flint. And in New York City, where hundreds, if not thousands, of kids have been exposed to lead-based paint in New York City Housing Authority's buildings. The Housing Authority is the biggest landlord in the city.
Biggest landlord in the country.
The population of public housing in New York City is about 400,000 people, which is roughly the same size as the population of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go. Jay Sekulow, live, is next on AM 970, The Answer. You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think that people, over the course of a campaign, they get to know who you are. They don't know in the beginning, but they get to know who you are in the course of a campaign.
Yeah, okay. He's good at saying the same thing twice, I guess. That's de Blasio. He's running for president. A lot of people, including City Minority Whip Borelli, calling on the mayor to step down from his post in order to do this. Of course, he's not going to. And in all honesty, does anybody want Mr. Jumaane Williams running the city? I mean, is that really what we want? Like, that's kind of like the that's kind of like what Joe Biden was for President Obama. Nobody wanted Biden to run, so we saw to it that Obama was going to serve out his term. Here's the thing. This country is not ready for a President de Blasio and may never be. He's far too out there. The other big story this week is what has happened in Alabama. But friends, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That Alabama, abortion ban. And by the way, it's not really a ban of all abortions. It has the same carve outs that every piece of major pro-life legislation has had for the last 30 years. The difference is they got it passed, and it's probably going to be targeted and taken to the Supreme Court. But if it doesn't, Missouri is right in line behind them. Mississippi is on their heels. Louisiana has a heartbeat bill pending. There's now an 8-week bill that's working its way through a couple of states. Ohio has legislation that's going pro-life. You have got at least a dozen states that are getting so much more conservative on the protection of the unborn child. And here's the thing, friend, here's the thing. I said this weeks ago. The country in 2020, blue states are going to be bluer, and they are going to be deep bluer. But the red states are going to get more red. They're going to get more vibrantly red. And some of those pink states like Rust Belts, they're going to move into solid red. Because there is a divide in this country of fundamental understanding of worldview, personal responsibility, size of government, what rewards and work should equal. And none of it adds up to the socialist dream that the Democratic field is trying to gather itself around. You're going to have bluer blue states. You're going to have redder red states. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump's going to win a bigger re-election in 2020 than he won in 2016. That is my formula. I am not seeing anything that's reversing that at this point. And these pro-life bills, they're just kind of evidence of what's going on in the grassroots. I'll see you next time. I'm Kevin McCullough.